This is the brief on the 2026 trust lending freeze. Major lenders are suddenly pulling back on home loans for trusts and companies, catching brokers mid-application. So you need to know how to navigate this shifting landscape to save your deals. So what's causing this roadblock? And more importantly, how do we get around it? Well, first, let's look at the why. Major players like Macquarie have paused or heavily restricted new home loans to family trusts, unit trusts, and self-managed super funds, or SMSFs. Why? It comes down to massive compliance costs and credit teams getting spooked by viral social media schemes exploiting trusts for tax protection. It's literally like that one kid who ruins recess for the whole class, forcing us to figure out who's actually still playing the game. And second, the lending market isn't entirely closed. It's just kind of fractured. Some lenders are on a hard pause. Others are open with brutal scrutiny. And a smaller group is actively taking business. Are you relying on a lender who secretly changed the locks? Because the bank you used 6 months ago might be the absolute wrong choice today. Finally, treat this as a process problem, not a total crisis. Map your pipeline and check lender policies right now. Re-engage clients early so you can guide them before a decline happens. If necessary, restructure to a personal name arrangement or switch to an open lender. You definitely want to reroute your clients before you hit the traffic jam, not after you're already stuck. The trust lending landscape has shifted dramatically, so audit your pipeline today. Talk to clients early and pivot your strategy before your deals hit a dead end.